It is problematic.
Okay, here we go. We're in the Rambam Hilchos Shavuos, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav, Chapter 9, Law 6. Continuing to discuss more issues of the Shavuos Ha'edus, the oath of when the person lies, as I don't have any information, I have no testimony to say. We said we're in the midst of 10 conditions. The Rambam, towards the end, we'll list the 10 again very briefly in case you're not catching each one as it goes. But we're going to different conditions. So here is another very important. It's the order of what happens, halacha vav. And Zayin will give you a for instance. So if you're not exactly sure what he's saying in vav, the for instance in Zayin will clarify it. Eino edim chayovim b'shvuas ha'edus. The witnesses are not guilty for making a shvuas ha'edus at sheyichbaru v'yishava when they deny and they swear achar tvius baldin after the claimant asks them and says, I know you have testimony, do you have testimony? To which they deny it and then swear. The order is the claimant, the guy who wants his money, says, will you testify for me? Do you have what to say? I'm pretty sure you have. And then the guy says, I deny it and I swear by God, no. That's Oshlucha, or his power of attorney that he appointed as well to the claimant's power of attorney. He says, I'm empowered by him to get you to give the evidence, right? But what if the person preempts the claimant and already in advance says, I swear I don't know anything about this case. And you're going to wonder, why would he do that if it wasn't asked? That's why we need the ketzad. Okay. Peturim shuas edus. They are free from shuas edus. But remember, he can always be chayav for shuas bitui, for lying.
Yeah.
But we're talking about
a liar.
Yes. Now, ketzad, zayin, what's the for instance over? How would he have such a case? Rala tovea holech achareim. You see that the claimant is just following him around. Amar lo, so he turns around. Mama Tobar, why are you following me around? Now, he's one of these clever guys who intuitively thinks he knows everything, right? So I know why. You think I can help you with a case. I mean, I heard about on the street, there's this whole big issue that you have this major claim against this other guy, and you're following around to get your, you, when you're pestering, you think I'm going to have information. The guy didn't say anything. He's just following him around. He says, Shmuel, don't waste your time. Stop bugging me. I didn't say anything. She'ein ana yo, we don't know any testimony that's going to help you. I swear to God that I don't know anything. The guy didn't say anything. And the guy says, wow, I think I'll take him to court tomorrow and make him swear to that. Hare elu patur mishus edus. They're exempt from doing a shvus edus. Again, they could be chai for shvus bitui, for lying if they're lying. But it's not shvus edus. Why? Because the claimant didn't make the claim first. In other words, it only could be a denial of a claim. We're going to see a pasuk shows you that. Elahim kodmah, but they preceded, preempted. Vinish, when they swore bitvias asum by their own self-claim, as it were. Vechein im hishbiyam han, okay. And it comes from Psukim over there. That says, the Torah writes, Im lo yagid, if he doesn't, spells lo, lamed vaval, it means to him, and it means not. If they don't tell, it appears they don't tell because they were making a claim that they should tell. So they don't tell, meaning somebody asked them. Similarly, well, not similarly,
in
but
in this case where he makes this, is he swearing this to him or in court? Does he go to court?
He swears to him. Remember, if you swear, you only have to make the denial in court afterwards. Yeah. But there was no claim. He preceded by everything before the claim. Once he makes the oath before the claim, that's it. Even he'll make the denial later, but the main thing is the oath that he made, right? Or let's say for some odd reason, not the claimant, but the guy who thinks he's going to get claimed against. He gets him to make an oath. He says, are you going to testify against me on behalf of that guy? You know, if you testify for him, I'm going to be in big trouble. Do you know anything about this? That's not the claimant. It's the
claimee.
Do you know anything about this? I swear I don't know anything about it. I have nothing to say about this.
The defendant.
Well he's telling through the defendants. So and that was initiated by somebody else, but it wasn't initiated by the claimant. Mm-hmm. So it's the defendant says, "Im tadal azishu, are you going to tell him what you know?" Edish Shetavova Tila V'Chavur. Do you have any wits? And they, no, I don't. Hareilu Peturim also from Shuas Edus. They're also exempt from the Shuas Edus At Sheshbim HaToveh, until the claimant is the one who presses. So now the order isn't good enough. It's got to be the right order. It's got to be in response to the claimant. And all the more so, we don't even have to say the next case. What if a third party has nothing to do with anything, says, are you going to testify in the case? I've got the guy who's just a schmoozer, right? Ve'ein tzarach lomer, it goes without saying. If a third outside party asks him to testify, say, you know, Chaim Yaakov claims, do you have what to say? Don't you? Come on, go on. That's not any the claimant at all. Goes without saying. Okay? Also, what if they make the testimony, what if they make the oath before the testimony? They make the oath before they know anything. Right? We're gonna have the case in a minute. In other words, they're making an oath before they even could know anything. We'll give them an example. We'll show you what it means. You'll see what it means. They make the oath.
I'm never going to be a witness.
No, he says, yeah, exactly. Even if I see something, I'm not going to. Right. Something like that. We'll see. So, Harela Peturmi says that you're free from Shulz Edus. Shenemer, it says, Vishama Kol Ola. He hears the voice of the curse. Vehu Ed, and he already is a witness. Ready? He already did have something that he lied about. Not that he will be a witness. He wasn't. He already had witnessed it. Shekud Meizu, there has to be something he saw before he swore falsely. Lo Shekud Meizu, it can't be he swore before this one. Ches, Ketza, give me an example, please. Mashpian Aleichem, I swear to you, I know you have a lot of business things. I'm swearing right now. If I will see something that you're going to let the blend somebody, I'm telling you now, I will not have seen it. Now, guess what? The next day, he's there and he sees the loan, but he already denied it. Now, they don't ask him again afterwards. They ask him again afterwards and he denies it. Then it's afterwards.
Right.
But he says, I stand by what I said yesterday. He swears, I'm not going to testify for you tomorrow.
My general position applies.
I stand by what I said yesterday. I mean, I make an oath. I already told you, yes, I'm not repeating myself. Right? So then, they ask him to testify. But he doesn't swear, just about, he just denies. Denies, but he's not making any oath. He did not make an oath. If he would make another oath, we don't care what he made the oath before. Harel peturim, mishuas ha'edus, they're exempt from the shuas ha'edus because he made the oath before there was any possible testimony to occur. Okay, let's roll it out. Yes? No question. Good. Tess? Okay. Ein ha'edim chayov mishuas edus at shiyachid also matavev yashmeh ushbim. Witnesses can only be liable for shuas edus if the claimant singles out those witnesses to be a witness, and on being singled out, we'll see how far that goes. They swore, or they were made to swear, or swore on their own, and they denied it. Kate said, now let's see how far this goes. It doesn't only mean he goes right to the two and says, I want you two to testify. It can be a little more broad. We'll see examples. Not, and yes. Two examples, you'll see the difference between the two. Ahmad Bebasek, that says the guy's in shul, and that's the best place to find witnesses. There's 50 guys in the shul. Maybe somebody's seen it. Now listen carefully. There's going to be two very similar expressions, but there's a difference. He says, "Mashpi ani kol mi sheyeda." I want to make an oath for anyone who could know. If anybody may know, I want you to swear in court I want you to testify. Li eda shavavia. So come with me. Anybody who knows. He didn't single anyone out yet. He says he's talking to the whole shul in general. Anybody who knows, come to court and testify. They all answered, "Amen, amen." We all swear to the fact. You know, you're gonna the aid of the chum and the real witnesses were there too. They said it all.
They swear to the fact they can't testify.
That we don't know anything. We don't know anything. Then later he picks these two guys out for some reason. Tava Adov, now he comes to these guys, Vikhafruba, and they deny. Hare Elu Paternus of Zedus. They have not been guilty of making a Shuas Adus. Why? Meshlo Yiched Adov Bishwim the Asu. He didn't designate these guys before they made the oath. He said, does anybody know? So they all said, we don't know. We all swear we don't know. But he didn't designate anybody. But look how the other side doesn't have to go so far that he picks these two out. What if he said like this? Now listen carefully. Mashpiani, I make an oath. I want you all to make an oath. Call home. Everybody who's standing here make an oath. That's different. The first expression is anybody who happens to know. If anybody knows, make an oath.
This is each and every part.
Anybody knows. Here he's saying, I want all of you to make an oath. Now he singled out each and every one of them. If you don't need testimony, go testify for me. The actual witnesses ever come, they all denied it. Now we found that it was them because they were singled out. You could single out 50 at a time too. When you say, I want all of you, that means that's enough to be called singled out. They were singled out amongst the others as well. Okay, now, how about another case similar to this, right? Yud. Or similar, if he says two specific witnesses, Bo Vahedi Li, go testify on my behalf. Sheyesh Li Mana Biad Point. This guy has $100 in mind. Right to two guys. V'yachakach, Omad Bebeis HaKnesses, and then he's standing in the shul. V'hishbia kol mish yodelo edus yavo v'yo eid. So now anyone who knows any testimony should come. Vlobo, they don't come. Vlohiyidu, and they didn't test, and they don't testify. Right? Now, but he had come to them beforehand. Now, you got to fill in something in between the lines over here. But he first went to them. You see, he went to them. I want you to come and testify for me. He singled them out. Then after he's in a shul, he says, anybody who knows. What we said before doesn't help. It's not enough. But he first singled them out before and says, I want you to testify that you two guys, privately. And then when he comes back in the shul, he says it to everybody. There would be chayiv. Because he asked from them first. He designated them right then and there. But it only helps if when they made the oath, remember, you have to make, there has to be some denial in front of a bezdin, as we said yesterday. That now they have to be in the shul when he says that. And there's a bezdin there as well. So now they're hearing their denial and their oath. Okay? Because if there's no bezdin at all anywhere, it's not going to help. If it was in front of bezdin, I don't know if they just said amen. But if they say amen, remember he said there's a difference if you say amen to that? When they do deny the fact in Bezdin, but if they don't say amen, we already said if you don't say amen, you're not in front of Bezdin, you're not chayv. But the main point of this Rambam is that the fact he went to them first, and then afterwards goes to everybody, that's enough to consider them what they have to be guilty for.
Sometimes you see on polls here,
no, that's nothing.
You saw the accident at 9 a.m.?
Nothing. They have, that's not clear to you. It's for sure not.
It's not pointing at anyone.
For sure not.
It's a general statement.
Okay.
So you don't have to come forward?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't deny it, then there's no...
You wouldn't be transgressing. Okay, Yudalf. Echad ha-mashbiya edav bishvu. It doesn't matter if you are the one who adjures these witnesses to make the oath. Oshomer, he says, in other words, he's just saying different ways of saying, I want you to make an oath. That's all he's saying over here. It's not, I want you to swear by Hashem this, or he says, I'm ordering you, I'm commanding you to make an oath. Oserchem Yeshua, I forbid you to not make the oath when you should. Mm-hmm. They're all chayiv, because that's all expressions of I'm making you swear. But of course, you know, you have to use one of Hashem's names. Remember, you have to say Hashem's name. Obekinu, one of the nicknames, like Hanun and Rachum, Bikunyov. Come on, Hashem explains. So all he's saying is, it's not just one strict, they swear by Hashem, any wording that's similar to that. And similar Yud Beis, the same we had before, but Shavuos HaPikaron. Ve'erim Chayov, the witnesses are not guilty. At Sheshbim, Belosh Hashem Hakimah, so until you adjure them with an oath of a language that they understand. We said that before. They have to understand what they're saying. Okay, now, what does Yud Gimel do? Summarizes all 10 conditions. So that makes it nice. So it'll be easy to remember now that we're going to summarize all 10. Hinei Lamat, we learned the following. She'eino Eidim Chayov, Veshavuos HaEidus, witnesses are not obliged, guilty of swearing as Shavuos HaEidus. Ela alpi asarad varim. They have to have 10 conditions met. These are the 10 conditions. So this is really the whole parak up to now. In case we were a little confused, now he makes it clear. Number one, sheyit ba'em hat tovea. The claimant has to make the claim from them. Okay, that's number one. Okay, one second, I just want to see what my footnote over here is. As opposed to others who are not the claimants. So it's got to be the claimant that they're responding to. Number two, shtia edus mom. It has to be on actual money testimony and not on a knas, or let's say a coin or levy. They say, I want you to testify, I'm a coin or a levy. It's a testimony regarding money matter purely.
Objects.
That's coming up. We're not finished. Number three, v'shimamana matalta. It's got to be money that's movable. Four, v'shischaif hanitva l'sham v'dusam v'ad. That the claim, the defendant would be chayv based solely on their testimony, nothing else. To exclude a knas, because a knas, it's not, he, they have to testify and he has to also not deny. Mm-hmm. It has to be something that only comes 100% from that. That only could be a monetary one. Five, im he'idu, if they testify, sheyich v'sheyich peru acher shitvam atveh. They, I skipped two lines. I should have said, the only chayv with somebody is levad im he'idu, that they'd have to pay money alone on their testimony. Stop over there. Next, six, v'sheyich peru acher shitvam atveh. They deny after the claimant said, I want you to testify, to exclude they deny before he asks for it. Six, v'shiyich peru bebezin. The denial has to be, some part of the denial has to be in bezin. The oath doesn't necessarily have to be in bezin, but the denial has to be in bezin, because then they can't go back on what they said. Seven, shitiya sham shvua b'shem k'nei. It should be there. There doesn't mean in bezin, but it means in the oath. Sham, in the oath, there has to be the name of Hashem, or some type of nickname of Hashem. Eight, v'shitikdam yediyas el shvua. The knowledge of the testimony must precede the oath. As opposed to the guy saying, I swear, if I see something, I'm going to do. They have to first see it, what happened, and now they're going to suppress what they saw by making a false oath. Nine, v'shiyachid erev be'esar shvua be'esar tfiyah. These witnesses were designated at the time of the oath or the time of the claim. They say, I want you or all of you to testify. And number 10, shetiyah hashvua b'loshen shehei makirin osam. It should be a shvua in the language that they understand. Those are the 10 conditions that must exist for you to be chayim on that. Okay, Yudav. Now just an interesting statement that has been pretty clear the whole time, though Mama has to make it sure. Every time the Rambam said they're putter, right? Let's say they made the defense before the claim, right? Every time we've been saying putter, doesn't mean they're putter from everything, no. Right? They're still chayiv in the shvuas bitui. That's what he's going to say.
Yes, lying.
Right. That's all he's saying. Mm-hmm. It's like putter avaloser, similar idea, classic. A little bit. Yudav. Wherever you say putter in these cases, it means putter mishuas aedus. It's only putter from transgressing the shvuah of witnesses. Avol chayv mishuas bitui. But certainly he's chayv in mishuas bitui. But again, that's only if he actually makes a shvuah. And remember, he has to go with the rules of shvuas bitui, which are a little stricter than shvuas aedus.
Right.
Remember, because shvuas bitui, you must always make the oath. A denial to the adjuration is not going to be enough. Bitui is a little stricter. You got to be more expressive in the oath to be chayv for that. Well, they all need Hashem's name.
You can say amen too.
Yes. That's what he's saying. V'hu shenishba, but he must actually make the oath to transgress shvuas bitui. O Shadamari says amen. Im yishbarach, someone called do it. Sharei nishba. Then he swore on sheker. Aval hamachuyah b'shuas eis. But we know to be chayv for testimony that you're withholding. Even though he swears falsely, even though it's intentional, he's asking a great question. Why isn't every shvuas edus a shvuas bitu?
How could it not be?
Because isn't he lying?
Yeah. Right.
Let's hit him on two.
That's a meet all
he's
the
just, he's, no, even it meets all the... Is it a lie or is it not a lie? He lied! In other words, we say, he's like this, whenever we say you're exempt from Yeshua's Adis, but if it's still a lie, and you said it's swearing, you transgress by lying.
Exempt,
so when you, let's say when you're chayav for Shavuos Adis, you know, you said, you have all the 10 conditions, and you're chayav. So why aren't you also chayav for Shavuos Bitui, because it's also a lie? That's what the Rambam's asking. He says, no. Whenever you're going to be chayiv, he says, Ella mishum shvuas edus olvad. You're only chayiv for shvuas edus.
Like a double
you're only chayiv for one. You only can be chayiv one.
Yeah.
It's like a similar idea.
Wasn't it with lashes and other
If a guy did two of the
various things. You don't get misa and makos.
You don't give a guy two punishments at a time, right?
That's
it. So similar idea. He's going to show why. Sharia kosav hotzi shvuas edus michal shvuas bidil chayiv. The Torah excluded by Shavuos Eidus to be taken away from Shavuos Bitui when you are chayav for that. In other words, the Torah says there's all kinds of different rules for Shvuas Eidus versus Shvuas Bitu. Torah had excluded that they're different. For example, HaMezid Ba Keshogeg Kekorban. We said by Shvuas Eidus, the Mezid and the Shogeg are the same, which is not the case by Bitu.
Right.
And also the Korban. Is you give a korban of a lobamal, you don't get lashes.
No.
So we see there's differences. And we learn from the word shenemer, la'achas. It says, if they shall do to one of them. It doesn't say of one of them, but to one of them, me'el from one of them. In other words, from one of the two you're chayiv, but not both. The Torah is saying you can't be chayiv for both. You can only be chayiv for one. B'min echad, from, so it says, if you're chayiv of one of these two, mimine shvuos atam echayiv, you can be chayiv. You can't be chayv for two of them.
No.
Until you're chayv each one on its own. So therefore, there's no way you can be chayv for both. The Torah's gone out of its way to say, although theoretically, really, he's doing both. But the Torah is saying, no, there's special laws for one type, special laws for another, and you can't transgress both at the same time. The next three halachas, tesvav, tesayin, yudzayin, can be done extremely quickly because it's mamish identical to what we learned already by Shavuos HaPikud. Remember the guy? Can you get him for multiple oaths? Remember we said about the guy who did a Shavuos Pikudim. The guy says, you took this, you did this way and that way and this way and that way. Five different ways. You have five different things. He says, I deny it. Right? Only five one. But he says, I deny this and this and this.
Yeah.
Five, remember we
right.
said?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the same idea, so we can go through this fast. The same idea, it's just by Shavuos Eidus. Tesvav, Mashpiyan Aleichem, I want you to make an oath. Im lo tovav tegidul, you're not going to come and testify. Sheish biyad ploni pikadon. That listen, this guy owes me number one a deposit. Ushuma shod a loan. Gozel he stole from me. Ve'aveda and something he found from me. Shvuah, okay. I want you to swear that you know about all four cases. Shvuah she'ain on a yodin locha edus, and they say one. All I tell you one thing: we have nothing to testify. We know nothing about this.
They know nothing.
Ain't him chayv, they only chayv one, because they only made one oath. But if he says, Shvuah she'enorim, and we make it look like we don't know, Eidus, number one, she'eshecha biyad ploni pikadon, we don't know anything about you that you have a deposit by him. We also don't know, Ushashomas, you'd have a loan by him. We also don't know that there's gozel, vaveda, the theft and thing. They spell it out, then chayim ha'kolach, they're chayv for all four transgressions, because they spelled them out. Similarly, in Tazayim, what if it's one claim, but for three separate items? We had that as well. Mashpir Alech, I want you to swear, Im lo tavov ta'idalit, if you're not going to come and testify, sheyeshli biyapon, that somebody has of mine, chitim, wheat, sorim, barley, kusma, spelt, or, and they say what? Shur shen eriyan l'chayis, we don't know any testimony, period. One. But if they turn around and say, Shur shen eriyan l'chayis, we don't know any testimony, we don't know anything about sheyeshli biyapon, that you have in the other guy's hands, chitim, wheat, sorim, barley, kusmim, spelt.
So
I have a glass of chayv in each one.
Three.
Say, I don't know anything about green.
You'd sign. What about multiple people claiming that they want them to testify for them? Four different guys say, you know, I want you to testify, I want you to testify, and they're going to say no to everybody. Same idea. Many people are claiming from him, Lahaidlam to testify for him, for Amru, and they said, Shvush, and they said to all of you guys, you take one oath. Shvush, we don't know any testimony about any of you guys. Only chayv one, because I only made one oath. But if they say, well, I make an oath that, lolach, not to you, volach, not to you, volach, not to you, then chayv one, kolach, because I was a chayv in each and every one of them. Kider Shabbat, we should have gone, as we explained, the same thing by Shavuos HaPikudim. Okay. We're going to have to stop it here because Yudches is a bit complicated and we're not going to get it done in 30 seconds. So we're going to have it. We came close. We did 12 halachas today.
You could have asked Rick permission.
No, we can't do that. You're not allowed.